Blog Talk Radio.
Because they'll find you, Lamar Smith. Yes. Ginger, you better not be muted and talking.
Oh, my God. Yes. I was over-tweeting about Leroy Gidnick, and I just muted myself because I was half-singing along to the song.
I love this. I do love this song. Like nobody's different, I love this song. Man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we're yelling at everybody. Time. We like that.
I'm so sleepy this morning.
I'm still sick, y'all, and I'm going to be stuck in here. I'm supposed to be going to coffee with the Transformers people, but I don't know. I don't want to fall.
I'm so jealous. That's so awesome.
I don't want to fall face first into anything. Okay. Coffee would be bad.
I want to go. Seriously.
Well, if you can get here in about an hour.
No. I know. No.
And those people for leaving the teleportation thing locked up in the government office.
I know. How dare they?
That's the thing. I didn't share. I usually share with you guys. We've been so wrapped up in SOPA this week. I usually share with you what happened on Leverage, the geeky thing. So they went the whole conspiracy route. This might actually been two episodes ago where they were talking about in the secret room of the government. I said, yes, they had invented teleportation and time travel. And they were trying to decide. The side story was one of the characters kept saying, well, if I could just steal the time machine, none of this would have ever happened in the first place because I can just go back and fix it. And it's like, there's no time machine. Yes, there is. So it was really funny. Gotta watch Leverage. They're off for the season. So you can sit this weekend and watch it back to back to back to back to back.
All right. Can I do this? I gotta do this. Because, I've gotta do this.
What?
I hate Lamar Smith. Seriously hate Lamar Smith. Jeez. Everybody knows who I'm talking about right now. Right? That idiot Republican from Texas.
The man that tried to kill the internet.
Yes, the man who tried to kill the internet. All right, so up on GamePolitics.com this morning. Seriously, I just want to, like, take a nerf that. Anyways, so Lamar Smith postpones action on SOPA indefinitely. All right, so what's going on? House Judiciary Committee Chairman and Stop Online Piracy Act SOPA lead sponsor Lamar Smith announced on Friday that he was postponing any further action on the bill. Yeah, I wonder why that is. Is it because the minority voice isn't as quiet as you thought it was? All right, so Smith said he would stop work on the bill until there was a wider agreement on a solution to combating piracy. Earlier this week, SOPA was stopped in its tracks by Virginia Republican Representative Eric Cantor. Yay, Mr. Cantor! But on Wednesday, Smith was defiant, saying that he planned to continue working on the bill in February in a markup committee hearing. He says, I have heard from critics, and I take seriously their concerns regarding proposed legislation to address the problem of online piracy. That's amusing, because just the other day, you weren't taking us seriously. It is clear that we need to revisit the approach on how to best address the problem of foreign thieves that steal and sell American inventions and products. It's amusing, you'll throw us in a fit about foreign thieves, but then you give these companies money to go, you know, offshore and pay three-year-olds to make our stuff. That's very amusing.
Lovely.
Yes. All right. So the problem of online piracy is too big to ignore, he continues. American intellectual property industries provide 19 million high-paying jobs and account for more than 60% of U.S. exports. The theft of America's intellectual property costs the U.S. economy more than $100 billion annually and results in the loss of thousands of American jobs. Congress cannot stand by and do nothing while American innovators and job creators are under attack. Yes, so tell me, Mr. Lamar, how much did California and the movie industry pay you for this?
All right.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Two things. First, I just caught wind of this. Peaceful Journey and wonderful rest to Etta James has left the building, one of the greatest voices.
No!
Ever.
Oh, no. I heard she was sick. Oh.
She's gone, but her music lives on. And please, none of you little young chicks that can't sing, please no more trying to remake. Do not touch Etta's stuff. I mean, I wasn't that keen about Beyonce doing it, but she kind of has similar voice, similar spirit. So, but the rest of you, just leave it alone. Leave it as is. It's fine. Doesn't need remaking. It doesn't need to have a inch put over the top of it. Just leave it alone.
Oh, my God.
Please.
No glow sticks.
Yes. Etta is not about.
Sticks does not go together.
That's right. If you're not, you don't have that type of voice and you can't lay on top of the piano and croon like they used to do way back in the day before all of our times, just leave it alone.
But now, if you want to send me pictures of you laying on top of a piano, you go redhead. Ginger at Game Master.
Preferably fully clothed, people, please.
She does that, but, you know.
Yeah, she's always fully clothed. That was during her time period. You know, you could barely show an arm without some trouble.
That's true.
I like that period. That's when women had to be sexy. You couldn't just be naked. Yeah. You had to exude it. Anyway, so our condolences to her family, and hopefully there's lots of beautiful microphones and pianos to lay atop in heaven for Etta. Missing you, because I'm a huge fan. I actually bought a CD. I haven't bought a CD in some years, but I bought that. I bought the CD. So I'll be blasting that today somewhere in my truck. Okay, if I go outside because I may throw up. Like, y'all didn't really need to know that, did you? Anyway, there has been a very strange, ironically, I'm going to use the same word that Venture Beat is using because it's appropriate, confluence of events surrounding the whole mega upload and SOPA thing that went down yesterday. Protests against the anti-piracy bill SOPA and PIPA were the major news of the day, of course, on Wednesday with all the blackouts. And the very next day, Mega Upload, one of the largest sites allegedly enabling piracy on the Internet, was shut down as a result of two FBI investigations. By taking unilateral action against a rogue site whose owners are scattered across the globe, the Department of Justice showed that it doesn't need new legislation like SOPA or PIPA to handle piracy. Advocates of the legislation have always said that piracy was costing America billions in jobs and endangering jobs. Stronger laws are needed, they argued, even if they might pose a risk of censorship. Chill in a invest. Okay, so anyway, the DOJ was able to reply on Prop IP, a law that was passed back in 2008. Rely on it to grab Mega Upload to shut them down, and they arrested seven of its founders. It also worked with the government of New Zealand, which denied bail to four people arrested there, including the site's infamous founder, Kim.com. Yes,
wow.
That is his name, Kim.com. Extradition to the U.S. for trial is underway. Of course, the debate over how best to deal with piracy is far from over. In response to the indictment of the Mega Upload, the hacktivist group Anonymous. We are feeling a little of pride for this morning after you guys. I'm not saying what you did was right, but at least you were on the right side of the fence this time. They took down the websites of the Department of Justice, MPAA, and the RIAA. And while Mega Upload and its partner sites like Mega Video might seem like a clear-cut villain to those who have used it for downloading albums and streaming films, there is still a strong contingent who sees the sudden arrest of its executives as overreaching.
Yes, I agree with that.
The comment thread on the tech forum Hacker News provides a sample of this strain of thought. It says it's better to allow these sites to continue to exist and demand they comply with requests than to take them down with the FBI or whatever law enforcement agency. The precedent is far too dangerous. Today it's Mega Upload. Tomorrow it will be YouTube. Yeah. A more informed opinion from Mike Masnack at Tech Dirt gets to the same core issue. It says, why do we need SOPA PIPA again? It seems like the Department of Justice. I just undermine the argument of the MPAA and RIAA U.S. COC for why they need these laws. After all, Mega Upload was one of the key examples used for why the law was needed. He also keyed into the fact that the arrest will only heighten the already tense debate around the copyright around copyright and piracy. It says, wow, is the timing dumb on the government's part? Not only does it undermine the argument for PIPA and SOPA, it raises significant questions about whether or not the feds already have too much censorship power. And ironically, the reason why I wanted to read this story is pop star will.i.am actually endorses Mega Upload. And this is one of the people that they would swear he's against it because, you know, your music's being pirated from there. People, Here's the thing. Our government, again, we were talking about this last night. The people that we have in power are basically don't understand the internet. I'm not going to use the word too old because I know there's some old people that get on the internet and do stuff I can't even do. Yeah. They rock it like nobody's business. But some of them people in government. The same way I said you need to have a lot of internet should now be required of your job that you understand things like, you know, what DDoS attack is. You need to be well versed in the internet. You need to know how it works.
Yes.
Everything before you even step into office. That needs to be a requirement. You know how they have, you have to be 40, you have to be this, you have to do this, this,
uh-huh.
and this. That needs to be a requirement now because you're not understanding how it all works. And you think you're helping or you think that, well, if they're copywriting and they're pirating music, maybe some people are, but the thing is, people like me, I will tell you hands down. Sometimes I'll grab a song, or like let's say it's Will I Am's album. I don't know if I'm gonna like all his songs. Now I can go and buy them from iTunes, sure enough, and I can probably go listen to a snippet. But you know how they do. Same thing they do with trailers. They show you, they let you hear the good part. I want to hear the whole song, and if I like it, I do go buy it.
Yeah.
So then I have a legitimate copy. The other bad thing is, I saw this article up on VentureBeat the other day. I think some people are complaining, if you leave iTunes, you can't take your music with you. It's no longer yours.
Yes, and that's why I don't use iTunes anymore, because that annoys me. That, and I got irritated because I bought an MP3 player, and these things, we all know, change so quickly. My old one ended up breaking like 2 months in. I bought a new one, and I could not transfer my music that I'd already bought, paid for, should have been mine, over to my new one.
Nope, you can't transfer it.
I was hot.
So this is getting ridiculous. Like we said last night, I see it coming. There is going to be, unfortunately, it's going to be chaos. But these hacktivist groups are going to get pissed off and take everything offline. I'm not encouraging it. I don't want to be brought up on any type of panel later or on TV saying, you were encouraging. We're not encouraging. I don't want them to take everything offline because, you know, I don't want to go to a grocery store and I can't get my ice cream because this grocery store is offline. I don't want anybody running in the streets. You know, this type of business, I can't get gas for my car. I like the conveniences that we have due to technology. But I'm telling you, it's too much pushing. And the government is not realizing the people that you're pushing against. Put it this way, you're the little guy, and these people, the hacktivists, are the juggernauts. They're going to step all over you eventually. That was nice of them. They're just taking sites offline now, and you're like going, you're thinking that's the extent of what they can do, and it's really not.
No.
If you only
no, it's
do.
Really not.
That's why you need. That's why I think we need people in office to understand the internet. If you understood the internet, you know this is not even. This is like scratching their arm. You know, this is nothing to them to take a site offline. But they could do way worse, and we don't want them to do worse. So please listen. Stop taking sites down. Please let make a video upload come back online.
And the main deal was there was no kind of trial, no nothing. They just took it down, and that's not right. That's totally against everything. We are.
Yes, as Americans, that's some censorship right there.
Yeah.
And to pull them in from other countries is what kind of, who does our government think?
No trial, no due process, just yank that down.
Not just them, but the yanking people from other countries. We're going to bring you on trial.
Yes.
If some other country tried to do that, if somebody else,
we would be like, no.
Remember, prime example, remember Elian Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yeah, technically the government should have gone in there ages before it escalated to that point and said, you know what, his father's in Mexico, he has legal rights, it's his son, and took him out and said, sorry, auntie and uncle, you know, he goes to Mexico. But they actually protected him. The government, oh, please, hypocrites, you in the White House, people. Oh,
yes, yes, exactly.
I'm done with you. All right, moving along.
moving along. It's my turn again?
It's your turn again, yes.
Okay. Hold on, sorry, I was doing a picture. I was doing it, you know how we do. You know how we do. All right, what do we got? I've got so much stuff. Okay. Jenga opposes SOPA. More people getting in on the fight. I know y'all are tired of us talking about SOPA. I know y'all are tired about us.
It's important.
Yeah. The trade group representing the United Kingdom game developers expressed their concerns about SOPA in a press release issued yesterday. TAGA CEO Dr. Richard Wilson said the bill worries the UK games industry that they could open them up to damaging legal actions and hurt online games businesses. Right, so they say the worry is that the legislation would expose online game businesses to damaging legal action while inhibiting innovation and leading to overcaution online, says Wilson. Video game companies could have to spend time and money analyzing the behavior of their users. Tyga understands the need to clamp down on rogue websites, those which blatantly make money from piracy and therefore restrict the profit margins of developers and digital publishers, but I believe SOPA would be a sledgehammer crack enough. All right, so CEO of JGIX, Mark Gerhard, also provided comments on the bill. He said JGIX is fervently opposed to the proposed Stop Online Piracy Act, as it will essentially create a national censorship wall for American Internet users. He's right. It is all about censorship. We've already said this.
Excuse me.
People, if you've not gone a major voice heard, popbox.com, I'm pretty sure is what it is. Go over there. It's easy. You put in, like, your address. It'll tell you who you need to write to. It'll open up a little box. You write a message, and it'll send it to your local representative. It's that easy. Go do it.
All right. And yet more news involving this and Mega Upload. See, after you find out what these guys had at their houses, we can better see this was about money. This is about money for the government. Of course, they're listing some of the things that they took into custody. Mr. Owen Siddell of Idell and Cetil LLP, I'm sorry if I'm ruining your name, which is an entertainment and IP law firm, said it's really the inducement scenario that harkens back to the days of Napster. He says, I wouldn't be surprised if the site totally shut down and never came back. By inducement, he's referring to the action of offering financial compensation in exchange for uploading copyrighted content. Now, on big sites like these, he explains there is bound to be copyrighted material floating on the servers, but there are safe harbors that third-party content sites can take to protect themselves. One of these is complying with notice and takedown structures, or flagging when copyrighted content comes into the system and then removing it. According to the indictment, Mega Upload did not comply by flagging or removing the content. And so what's really eye-opening about this indictment is is the property that the feds have seized from the defendants. It lists a number of bank accounts, PayPal accounts, 15 Mercedes-Benz vehicles, a Rolls-Royce, and a license plate, God, a rare Lamborghini, and a Maserati.
Oh, what? No.
It seems the defendants had a number of vehicles with creative license plates, including Hacker, Police, Stoned, Good, CEO, and the ominous Guilty.
This is why you get busted.
Yeah. In addition, the indictment alleges the company or its associates spent a total of $8 million on a yacht rentals in the Mediterranean from April to June 2011. As Cetil explained, indictments by their nature are overreaching and that these allegations should be taken with a grain of salt. Prior to being shut down by the DOJ, Mega Upload released a statement calling the accusations of mass copyright infringements grotesquely overblown. Indeed, a number of the music celebrities have come out in support of Mega Uploads prior to today's events. The company's new CEO, Sweez Beatty, is a musical artist himself and is married to Alicia Keys. He says, it doesn't surprise me to see celebrities on the side of people when they've already been paid. He said it's really not that their content is getting ripped off. It's the studios. No. And make plenty of money. Come on. Really? In response to the indictment, Hacker Collective Anonymous, as we've told you, took down the Department of Justice website along with other music label sites. According to a tweet by @YourAnonNews, an impressive 5,635 anonymous hackers contributed to the site's attacks. It is rumored the group is planning to attack, we did warn you, WhiteHouse.gov. We warned you. The takedown tactic being called as LOIC, otherwise known as a low-orbit ion cannon. LOIC is a public system that can be used to perform denial-of-service attacks. I didn't even see this. And see, are we calling it? We always call it. We tell you guys.
We do. We're constantly right on the money, and nobody listens to us.
Well, you know, and Ginger's right. Let me just tell you, people out there, you that are getting your money by not so honest means, don't be this place. We work on it. Guilty, stone.
Yes,
just take.
Yes,
you
yes.
need to take the advice. Take the low road. There's a guy that lives here in Houston who is a multimillionaire, almost billionaire. Do you know what he drives?
What does he drive?
A Toyota Corolla.
See, that was my first car. I loved my Corolla.
He lives in the there's a little couple of areas that are right around our downtown Houston where the extremely rich people live. Those houses have been there. I don't even know what the neighborhood is called. It's been there so long, and the houses are so huge, and they're so rich. And I can tell you where this guy lives is he's two houses over from Main Street. And that's all I'm going to tell you. But his house is major. And when he comes out of his house, we used to see him every morning when I would be driving to work. He's got on a sweatsuit and a cap. And he's a billionaire. How do I know this? Because he was on the news several times. They would tell you. And he said, this is how I keep my money. I don't go around flashy. You don't have a need to. If you got money, what's the point in flashing? You can live comfortably in your house, and you can have all the things you want, all the Xboxes, 15 Xbox underground. You don't need to show off the bling. I know some of you are just young and don't know any better, but enjoy your money. Get you a nice chick that's not all about your money, because when you do bling, she's all about your money if she's with you. I'm telling you, because I would be.
Yes.
You buy me Versace, of course I'm going to be sitting in your lap, of course.
Exactly. And all you little Hollywood wannabe rich kids, you know, who got your money because your daddy was rich? Learn to live like this because, y'all are not going to be able to survive this way in the upcoming years.
Yeah, because daddy's going to be gone. And with him, he's going to take his brain where he learned how to make money.
Yeah, like the whole Kardashian thing they're talking about right now, they won't hire them for anything because they are poison and they are blowing through that money.
Well, that's them that's going to be broke. Anyway, we're moving along. We're on our soapbox today.
Oh, good Lord, we are. I blame that I was up at 4 a.m. and they're watching all this. All right.
I blame my green tea. Go.
Hypership still out of control. Fun and Fuse Games to announce the release of the Retro Gaming Tour Day Force. Hypership still out of control for Xbox Live indie games for the price of 80 Microsoft points. Hypership still out of control. Yes. Woo. Hypership Still Out of Control is the follow-up to the 2010 smash hit Hypership Out of Control, adding completely redone artwork, new music, a new wave, and 9 modified waves. Hypership Still Out of Control places you inside an insanely fast spacecraft still rocketing through space. Accelerators still pushed to the floor and brakes still non-operational. You know, maybe y'all should have gotten that fixed. I'm just saying. Your goal is to survive as long as you can by dodging or destroying asteroids, space mines, and floating blocks that realistically have no business being in space. Oh, my God. All right, so the longer you live, the higher score, and the more bragging rights you will have. All right, so we got a couple of features, 4 unique game modes, plus forward and reverse for each, 9 updated waves, 1 brand new wave, completely remastered retro graphics, 1 brand new song in addition to the previous Hypership music, asteroids twice as big as your head, and
really
maniacal laughter that still mocks your death. All right, so if you give me about 2 minutes, I've got this going up on GameMatrix.com right now.
All right, more games,
more games.
For those of you who love to farm, you should sing. I like when you sing them. Farm games. Mail.ru, who I tell you whose names I love, Mail.ru Games, is releasing some new things in Farm Kingdom today. They're saying that, I'm having an issue. What'd you say?
So that's not a ripoff, is it?
In addition, they're saying, come and play Farm Kingdom at farmkingdom.net. So in addition to working on your own farm, you can take your animal. Have time until their harvest ripens by playing mini games and help your friends to whip their gardens into shape. The first mini game players will encounter is just a click away from their main farm and has some of the most compelling game rewards. Unless it's real money, it's not that compelling. They said, are you feeling relaxed? Well, you can take a stroll down by the fishing docks. Oh no, Ginger, they got us. Where players can enjoy a fishing game that's easy to begin but challenging to master. Why did they do it? I'll have to go play this. The ever-helpful tutorial turtle is on hand to teach new visitors how to reel in their dream catch and embark upon a fantastic journey of fishy fun. Ginger, run away. Don't open it, Ginger.
I've got to.
No, you don't.
Fishing.
Yes. They said we spent a lot of time fine-tuning the challenge and enjoyment of the fishing game. They were listening to our show. And we're excited about the player feedback we've received from our open beta, says Malt Werner, who's the product manager of Farm Kingdom. He said, the only problem we have now is the whole office is addicted to fishing, like us here. And the competition is fierce. Yes. To see which will win the best fish. Choosing the right combination of rod, line, and lure, and bait is critical to entice a variety of fish, including grass pike, rude, and more. Players must wait for a strike marked by the end of a bell, then keep the fish in their sights to lure them. Learning the behavior of each variety of fish takes time, but it's rewarding. Some fish follow a very specific swimming pattern, while others will jerk the line left and right frantically, so knowing the difference is key in catching the biggest trout around. Freshly caught fish can be used in a variety of cooking dishes, or players can simply sell them to fund a bigger fishing tackle box. Successfully, oh, why would they do this?
Girl, you don't know. My favorite game on my phone is Bass Pro.
I'm trying not to download it. I saw that the other day. I am salivating as a thought of this.
Oh, you salivating.
Successfully catching a fish not only gives you experience, but also increases your angler profession. The more skilled at fishing a player becomes, the more options become available to them, including upgraded fishing spots, the ability to use nets, better tackle. Oh, stop. Coming in monthly rankings as the best individual fish for as well as most caught. Why do they do it? They're saying, of course, you creative chefs can cook up a storm in the Farm Kingdom kitchen. You can prepare wonderful dishes, from pancakes to goose soup. Anybody in search of a little relaxation after a stressful day at work in the real world can head straight to the fish pond. Big fish are jumping, just waiting to be caught. Remember, however, fish will only go for the right bait. Players with the blood of an architect running through their veins can turn their dreams into reality by constructing new buildings. From a new deck to a large pigsty, they can saw build. Oh, my God. I have found gaming heaven. Anyway, you guys. I got stitching building, too. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I am, if Ginger has not beat me to it, currently grabbing some screenshots for you guys to check. Oh, why did they do this to me?
Yeah, no, I was posting, but I finally came to that one, so no, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. I got it. Oh, man, why would they do that to me? Today of all days, I'm sick, I need to be in bed, and instead I'm going to be in
You could be in bed playing that.
No, I need the processing power of the big girl for this one. The laptop ain't going to cut it.
Yes. All right, there is more parties going on. It is that time of year again, apparently.
Oh, again.
Yeah, and bear with me because this one is long, so I'm going to try to skip through it. Video Game Education Festival and Competition Launches. The UK's best ever festival for video game education was announced today. It was yesterday on the 19th. At an industry launch event at Sheffield Hallam University, the Games Britannia Festival was launched by the chairman of UK Interactive Entertainment, Andy Payne, OBE. All right, so what did he say? He said, "We're thrilled to be able to announce the launch of Games Britannia on the heels of the games industry's recent success in lobbying for a new computer science curriculum to replace ICT in schools." He says, "It's vital to our future economy that the next generation become creators of technology and software, not just consumers of it." A flipping men.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. UKIE. Yuki is proud to be able to back an event like this, and we will ensure we help to rally the games and interactive entertainment industry to support Games Britannia, and together we can make it the roaring success it deserves to be. All right, so the Video Education and Careers Festival will take place from the 2nd of July to the 8th of July at the Magna Science Adventure Center, where they will be celebrating the strength of the UK industry and inspire the next generation of British video game talent. I want to be there. Somebody send us some plane tickets. All right, so they go on about this, and it's really long. If you want to read it, and if you want the link to Games Britannia, you're going to have to go over to GamerNature.com. I was going to say Gamer Girls Radio. That's not where you want to go.
Well, they could.
Oh, you could, yeah.
It'll get you where you go.
Yeah, that's true. Do you want to go to GamerNature.com this morning? Way! All right. My brain left the building.
Poor Ginger. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, but it's funny.
I live. It's all right.
Indeed you will, madam. Indeed you will. I'm still looking at the fishing. Man, we got to get done with this show. I got fishing to do.
Nom, nom, nom.
I am. Your word, okay? I am so, y'all don't know. Y'all don't even know. You don't even know how we love fishing. All right. Herbal Remedies. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong email. Hooked Android app. Remember we telling you about that? Have you read our interview with Miss Pippa Uppington at the site about Hooked Media? Hooked Android app. 250,000 games to provide customer recommendations. Mm-hmm. San Francisco is where they are based. They have approximately 250,000 games currently in the Android marketplace. And they said, how can a gamer discover all the amazing content that fits into their interests, like fishing games? So instead of endlessly searching the Android marketplace or simply seeing which games that, top the charts, gamers are turning to Hooked, the new Android app that helps consumers discover a wide array of new games and content. The free app from the Hooked Media Group provides personalized game recommendations based on user game preference and ratings. Excuse me, which is nice because now Ginger and I can rate all the fishing games super, super high.
Yay! Yes.
They're saying they work similar to how Netflix and Pandora provide recommendations based on user feedback. The Hooked app is designed to take user feedback and make the process of discovering games easier, faster, and more accurate. You can, of course, find it in the marketplace by searching Hooked app. We will have a link up on our site if you don't already here shortly. Yeah, that sucks. additional features of the app include a personal dashboard, which will allow you to track all of your gameplay statistics. I like that because you have all the it has statistics, you know, you get little, you win things. I have no idea where to find them to see what I'm, you know, what I have. It's supposed to give you access to all your installed games, details on how many games have been played, how much time you've been spending playing each game, the ability to create a game queue so you can save games into your account to install and play later. Love that.
That is cool.
Community discovery so you can find out what other people are playing, which games they like and don't like, and the ability to connect with friends to see what they are playing. So now I can stalk Ginger.
Yay!
And of course, Hooked Media. Yes, and of course, Hooked Media is sponsoring that lovely Android competition, which I believe you have 4 days left to enter. And you can check out our website for an interview with Hooked Media and Pippa Uppington about that lovely contest that they're having. And more about this as well. We'll check the site. And I do need to encourage you people to come by and do the poll thing.
Yes. Come play with us. We've got all sorts of stuff over there on the website. You really ought to go check it out.
Look, if it will let you, because I think it's GLaDOS has taken over the polls right now.
Yes. We even have boobs, if you know where to look.
Girl. I think I have some angry people all over at the site talking about it. She said there was boobs, and I don't see any boobs. And
oh, there are boobs.
Oh, that also reminds me, while I still have your ear before I give it back to Ginger. Crap, I didn't mean to do that.
I mean to give you back to Ginger.
No, back to the Ginger. I didn't mean to do what I just did. You guys, if you are wanting to enter to win a copy of the Guinness Book of World Records 2012 Gamers Edition, you have to have listened to last night's show and found out what the secret word was. We will not be telling you on this show. But I will tell you quickly, let me give you another little stat from here. What is the best-selling mobile game series? We should all watch one.
Oh, good God. Angry Birds.
That's right. On 18th of May last year, Rovio's Peter Vasterbax announced that in all its different varieties, paid for and free, Angry Birds has reached a combined download total of 200 million games. In June 2012, the game surpassed the 250 million combined download mark, and with its regularly updated Angry Birds seasons, sales of the series show no signs of calming down anytime soon. And the CEO is quoted as saying, when you see one screenshot of the game, you know what you have to do. Angry Birds is simple, but it still has depth. And, of course, they have plushies. There's a bunch of other little facts in there about Angry Birds, including the plushies and sales. So those are things that you must know as a gamer. Fun, right? Fun. It's an interesting book. So if you want a copy, you have to have listened to the show last night and know what the secret word is. And we told you, please don't tweet the whole phrase, just the first word. And that's our new word. Once somebody tweets it, then we'll see what it means or something, which will be interesting.
Yes, exactly.
The new word we came up with. Actually, came up with.
That's so awesome. And as you know,
I was about to yell it out just then. Let me watch my mouth.
Don't do it.
I know.
All right. More people changing sides, declaring their sides, all that fun stuff. Republican presidential candidates come out against SOPA and PIPA. And this just went up on GamePolitics.com this morning, like just a couple of minutes ago.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know, right? They're all like, please don't hack us. Please don't DOS us.
Please don't hack us and please vote for us. We figured out how powerful these geeks are. We better get on their side.
Exactly. All right, so at the Southern Republican debate in South Carolina last night, all four remaining candidates said that they were against PIPA and SOPA. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, people, I have a hard time with that name, I know. Former Massachusetts Governor Romney, Texas Governor Ron Paul, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick.
Ooh, GLaDOS has our ginger. All right. Well, we seem to have lost our ginger for the time being, so let me jump in here. She is going to be hot when she comes back, y'all. Ooh, going to be an angry ginger. Okay, let me jump in here real quick because she is going to be very, very unhappy. Ginger, I don't know if you, I keep hearing tap, tap, tap. Okay, so I wonder what she was talking about. It sounded interesting. I was so not ready. Okay, we did tell you about this yesterday, but we'll give you a little bit of an update. In case you didn't know or you're one of the people that have been playing the game Baking Life, you need to know that it's going to be canceled. PopCap has angered virtual bakers on Facebook by deciding to shut the doors to its Baking Life app on the 31st of this month. According to VentureBeat, despite many users having real money buying virtual Zipcash to be used in-game, PopCap says any remaining currency is non-transferable and non-refundable as well. Baking Life currently attracts 730,000 monthly average users, and PopCap, which is owned by EA, says that just isn't enough. The Baking Life player numbers have dropped in such a way that Baking Life is no longer performing well enough to justify continued support. As such, they said we're reallocating sources to games that we are developing for future release. In its heyday, Baking Life was apparently pulling in about 6.7 million monthly users, a figure that would most likely make most of Facebook developers blush. Baking Life's Facebook page now has lit up with players angry at the decision. One post says, Electronic Arts has really destroyed a lot of wonderful Facebook games. They also bought Playfish, and now if a game doesn't get so many people that play every month, they just shut it down, and in the same manner they're doing with Baking Life. Understandably, players who spent real cash on Baking Life are perhaps the most upset at the decision. Said, you have a lot of nerve. I had the whole bakery completely enlarged and decorated, and I had several hundred thousand dollars. I spent a lot of money on that game and don't appreciate your handling of it, reads one comment on the Baking Life's Facebook page. The official Baking Life forum has also been swamped with angry users, with one saying, seriously, I'm hacked off. I spent an obscene amount of money on this game using Facebook credits, etc., only to be told it's no longer going to be available after the 31st of January. The Baking Life virtual currency called Zipcash is unique to the game and is available to buy in bundles ranging from $25 of the Zip bundles for $4.90 to $925, costing $149.90. Virtual items can then be bought using the Zipcash with a total batch oven costing the equivalent of $720. Now that the game is closing, this Zipcash is essentially worthless. And the Baking Life Facebook page says, we encourage you to send your remaining for January the 31st. Oh, that's mean. So you want them to spend up their money, and you're not going to give them a refund. They can't do anything with it. It's just useless. All virtual currency, Zipcash, and virtual items will be lost after January 31st. So even if you – it doesn't matter if you spend it or not. It points out that any remaining Zipcash, even if it was purchased and unused, is not transferable between or among – different games or applications and is not redeemable for any sum of money. Hi, Jen. Or any monetary value.
Hi.
Further rubbing salt into the wound, there is now a survey on the Baking Life Facebook page asking for any for help in developing new games. One reply to this states, how dare you ask if any of us were any of us who are dedicated to playing Baking Life to vote in a survey to launch a new game to replace it. A lot of Baking Life players have had their fingers burned by the decision to shut down the game, and many are saying they will avoid any EA or PopCap published Facebook games in the future. Guys, I smell class action lawsuit. And I dare say I would probably go along with it. We would gladly give you some media support for that. I think you should.
Yes.
You can't have people, and I don't recall there being any kind of notice on the any of these Facebook games that says, you know, if we shut down, you're going to lose your money. You know, you forfeit any cash, because you do need to warn people that if you buy the Zipcash, if something should happen, you know, this money's not transferable. And now I understand. I was irritated with the whole Facebook credits thing, but now I'm not. I understood why Facebook was doing it, because this would have prevented that. They could have just, you know, fed the money back and they could use it for something else. Or, but now they can't.
Yes.
They just can't.
Are you
angry about your being ostracized from the show there?
I am angry, so angry. Ginger smash. Seriously, I was like, no. All right. Who else is angry? So darn birds are still angry.
birds are still angry.
Still angry. You can tell how happy I am to read this. All right, so Angry Birds season flies high with Year of the Dragon update. Following the success of its Moon Festival campaign, Rovio Entertainment is delighted to release the Year of the Dragon update for Angry Birds season. All right, so this new update will have a brand new theme featuring traditional elements of Chinese New Year, such as fireworks, lanterns, Chinese knots, and red envelopes. This episode, The Mighty Eagle, will also get a special Year of the Dragon makeover. As a New Year's gift to fans, Mighty Dragon will be available on iOS, Android, and Symbian for free. In addition, Rovio will release a brand new Year of the Dragon animation and comic, both available internationally online. Rovio will also offer limited edition Year of the Dragon merchandise in China. What we can all love here? All right, so of course as you know, yeah, Rovio abandoned the agent, so now they're your problem too. Na 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 na.
That's a bad ginger. Bad.
No. Why would you want me to be good?
We never want you to be good. Okay, I'm going to attempt to go to the site and hope they don't have music, because we all know how our peoples do it at lunch. Oh, I have the sound off, thank God. All right, before we go to, well, you know what? I'm going to make you wait till after break, because I'm going to tell you how you can live long and prosper. Put your hands down, stop doing the V sign.
I saw that.
You freaking trick. Put your fingers down.
But.
You stop it.
I wanna.
Yes, you do.
No.
You know, I am so slow this morning. I had music ready, and then I just shut it down, so yeah.
Dude, well, in the meantime, I'm bouncing my boobs at y'all.
What? All right, people, get your glow sticks out. Let's do this.
Glow sticks.
It's Friday. It's time to party.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. You guys know where to find us, don't you? You don't? Gamer Girls Radio. GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com,
Twitter, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn+, all of them. Sorry for the theme.
Everybody, get on top of your desk. Can never ever in life hear that song and not have that reaction every time I hear that song.
Yes.
I just something goes through me. I love you, Lick.
Wow, is this real?
Okay, you hold it. What's real? These people want to know how to live long and prosper. Put your fingers down. Stop doing the V sign.
I'm totally doing the V sign right now.
Stop it. Stop it. Well, Deep Silver, you know, those people that made Dead Island, them, along with Double Six Digital and CBS Consumer Products, who does support SOPA, just want to let you know in case you don't want to be buying this game. We'll tell you about the game, though, because we want to show that we are bigger than those people. They revealed Star Trek, the original series, Who Wants to Build a Millionaire Special Edition for the PlayStation 3, Xbox Live Arcade, and I hate when they do this, for 360, and... It's also going to be available on PC. I'm sorry. No, it's not. Oh, gosh, I'm going to need you guys to stop with the whole lengthy explanations. This particular edition is based on the world-famous television franchise, which is the second big brand edition for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Special Edition series. It's being produced in cooperation with Two-Way Traffic International, part of Sony Pictures Television, which owns and licenses the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire format around the world. It will also be available to fans worldwide, except America, Canada, and Mexico. This particular one features the authentic look and feel of the popular sci-fi television series, as well as 600 questions based on the classic Star Trek universe. The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire studio is set aboard set aboard a Constitution-class starship bridge. The host, audience, lifelines, and contestants are all themed around the original Star Trek series. Players can choose from four avatars: Lieutenant Uhura, a Vulcan officer, a human cadet, and an Orion slave girl. Really?
Wow.
The Phone a Friend Lifeline also features eight characters from the iconic series science fiction universe. Based on the world's most successful TV game show, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Special Edition retains all the excitement and atmosphere of the original program. Contestants participate in the fastest finger first round. You know what? that has all kinds of bad connotations. In any case, you can check it out. It'll be available February of this year. You can buy it through, actually, the – wait a minute. Yeah. Who wrote this business?
I know, right?
Okay, so it's supposed to be released February 2012 via PlayStation Store, and then we'll be available in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, and Colombia via Xbox Live Marketplace, but not for the rest of you who have PlayStations in other countries. Okay, so as we just told you, of course, CBS supports SOPA, so you might want to keep that in mind if you're – I know some of you are Trekkie fans. You're like, ooh, do I go with the Trek or do I go with the SOPA? Your choice. Mm-hmm. I won't be picking up. I'm not a fan of SOPA nor of Star Trek. Stop making the V sign at me.
Totally doing it right now.
Stop it, Ginger. Stop it.
Doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing it.
Stop it, Ginger. Bad
doing it again.
Bad Ginger. Bad Ginger.
You love the Ginger.
I'm going to care.
All right, I'm sitting here watching Twitter. Y'all forget. Y'all don't forget because y'all talk to us on Twitter. All right, we're constantly watching Twitter, and right now apparently there is supposed to be a Occupy the Courts thing going on where people are going to go occupy the steps of the Supreme Court, except that Anonymous has just posted a picture 24 minutes ago of police officers, a whole horde of police officers standing on the steps of the Supreme Court guarding it. That's so interesting.
I don't know.
That's kind of nuts. All right, so I had to tell you all about that. All right, what else I got? UK brain drain to Canada, USA. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. According to a survey conducted by Games Investor Consulting, 41% of jobs lost in the United Kingdom between 2009 and 2011 relocated to other countries with tax codes and incentives to favor the video game and entertainment industry. The largest share of departing developers and game industry professionals ended up in Canada. Hello, Canucks. All right, so with the United States being the second most popular destination, former employees of Bizarre Creations, which were closed by Activision last year, were highlighted heavily in the report. Staff that spoke to Games Investor Consulting said that as much as 35% of the company's former staff had left the UK workforce to find jobs in other countries. They did not specify which countries they ended up in. I'm going to assume not Australia. The report also notes that between 2008 and 2011, the UK games industry workforce declined by 10%. Ouch! In that same time period, the game development industry's contribution to the UK's GDP had fallen by almost £250 million, Frank Lindens, whatever that horrible teasing little L sign is. So the report, Making Games in the UK Today, a census of the UK developer and digital publishing sector, will be published by the trade group Taiga later this month. All right, so the survey included 75% of the UK's games business. Interesting. Y'all come right on over. Y'all come visit us right down here in Texas. We've got some jelly. We've got some biscuits. It's all good. We make the best steaks.
I don't eat steaks, but I know how to cook. Well, no, I can't cook them. I'm a pot roast girl. I cook pot roast. What you want?
You come on. You come right on down. You know, we got some sweet tea waiting for you. You just talk. I'll hand you a dictionary. Just talk.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dust your feet off first.
Okay. Our new girl is tweeting me during the podcast.
Yay!
Okay, so I didn't know we have a new girl who will be introducing to you next week. She will not be on the podcast. Like, you may see her in our chat room and so on and so forth. But, yeah, I'm going to mess with her because she's like, I am at the wrong time. Yes, you did. All right, there's apparently a problem that we did not get to yesterday with all the SOPA news we've got to tell you about. There's apparently a color spacing issue with the Xbox 360 update, which I noticed. Again, I sometimes think I just have super eyes, so I'm seeing, you know, things that maybe it's probably right, but, you know, I have HD vision. So the last Xbox 360 update delivered to us back in December came with a problem. Remember we told you about it? Color output for some of us. Larry Hirup, also known as Major Nelson, Director of Programming at Microsoft's Xbox Division, tweeted that the company is aware of the color space issue with some Xbox video apps, and they're working on it. He also didn't really describe the problem. He says, but it looks like there's a degradation in color for video playback on the Xbox 360. It may be a minor problem, but it's important enough that you all, you know, got pissed off, and he's addressing it. Engadget is saying that other reports suggest that the HDMI output as HDCP authentication problems with certain TVs and receivers that blocks the video output. We'll be watching to see if there's any more things going on, because that's pretty much the end of that story. Digital Foundry is saying that the new dashboard released in December to upgrade the service to its new Metro user interface also forces video content to run at limited range, limited RGB levels. So the result is that the colors look washed out and the blacks are becoming more like a gray color. It's not clear how widespread the problem is, but there is a thread up forums.microsoft.com that you can find that addresses some of the issue. So if you have a grievance, pop over there. Make sure you have an Xbox Live account. Don't be signing up because you got a PlayStation talking about it. I saw it at my friend's house. You don't have an Xbox. Stop it. So go over and let them know what's going on. I will say this much. Microsoft is good about trying to fix things. They do listen to you on the forums. Please don't be spamming the forums and being crazy like y'all are sometimes. But I agree. It looks a little dull to me when I'm playing my games. And my Skyrim don't look right. And I thought it was just me, again, with the super eyes. But apparently I'm not the only one. It don't look right. It doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Have you been looking at your... You haven't done the update yet, have you?
Mm-hmm.
You've been avoiding it.
I've been avoiding it. I'm scared. I'm so scared. So scared. I love my Xbox. I don't want it to be broke.
It won't be broke.
I've been using the hell out of my Wii recently.
I will tell you this much. I was very nervous when I turned on the Xbox this past weekend, and it just kept rotating. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, not good.
And then
and
everybody in the room is leaning forward, looking at the box, going, please don't red ring. Please don't red ring. Please don't red ring.
Over, I will go in there and do the update. I will let y'all know on Twitter whether or not my Xbox fries.
Oh, stop. Don't say that word.
That's what I'm so scared of. No.
Don't.
Between Netflix and Lego over on the Wii, yeah. All right, so be the sharpshooter on the go. Pro Police Training 2 now available in the App Store. Yay! All right, so when the original PPT, Pro Police Training, was released in 2009, it was immediately featured by Apple at the App Store and quickly became a top pick app among shooting games fans for its crazily intense and extremely challenging gameplay. Now Zing Games is proud to announce the launch of PPT 2, a free-to-play tap shooting game built on the success of PPT. Wow, why does that sound like EPT? Give gamers a deeper gameplay, new features, and the same intense and nerve-wracking fun PPT was famous for. In PP2, gamers train to become a police officer, and the training is hard. There are a wide variety of game modes, each featuring unique game mechanics and challenges. Different weapons and perks can be carefully combined to achieve best performance for specific challenges. Through the training, gamers will get awards and achievements and will be able to share their progress with friends on Facebook. Alright, so again, it's now available on the App Store for gamers to download. I did not see anything about a price. So, yeah, head over there, check it out. Looks like there are 3 weapons, 12 perks, 1,320 combinations to customize and optimize your weapon, 11 game modes, You can buy ammo, weapons, perks, and other items in the gun store. Oh my god, there's also a special zombie invading mode. Hey, kill the zombies. Down with the zombies.
All right, so locally, if you're in the Houston or outer-lying areas, there is a global game jam going on. GGJ is what it's called. It's a 48-hour event that takes place worldwide where you get to make a video game or non-digital game like a board game or card game, but you got 48 hours to do it. Participants rapidly prototype game designs to create a game from beginning to end in a pre-described time, which is, again, a maximum of 48 hours. The brief time span is meant to help encourage creative thinking to result in small but innovative and experimental games. If you are in the Houston area and you want to attend, it's going to be at 5601 West Loop South, Houston, Texas. And if you're new to Texas and you're like, I don't know where that is, let me give you the zip code so you can go ahead and put that in your phone. 7707, but on Google Maps. Again, that's 5601 West Loop South, Houston, Texas, 77027 at Houston Community College. It starts today at 4 p.m. Get there. Get you something to eat. They do, I think, I'm trying to remember if they have a food court in there. It's been a while since I've been to that particular campus. But if not, there's a whole bunch of restaurants next door. There's a literally within walking distance you can go to. Bits or Chinese, whatever it is you want, you can walk over and get it and come back. And they have a nice little outside area, the college little patio you can sit out and do stuff. Anyway, get over there, and if you're making a game, let us know. I'd like to cover it. I don't know if I will be there today because I'm sick. I want to go so I can see what you guys are doing and tweet and post and send and stuff. But if I feel better by 4, I will definitely be there. I'll go over and report. Again, if you are going to be there, let us know, especially if you're a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. I've got to mention this before we go. All right. So, Penny Arcade, head over there, check out the comic today, as well as The Escapist. I just pulled this up from actually GamePolitics.com, webcomics goose EA over lack of SOPA stance. I'm going to lose my voice. As you know, several big names did not say that they were against SOPA, and they even supported SOPA. A petition at change.org is asking Electronic Arts to publicly come out against SOPA. The number of signatures now sits just north of 135,000 signatures.
Wow.
Yeah. A few days ago, Reddit user Skitrel asked EA to clarify its position on the bill. They said EA has not expressed a position on SOPA. We never did and probably never will. This is coming from Jeff Brown, EA's Vice President of Corporate Communications. The games industry representative in Washington, Entertainment Software Association, who has expressed support for SOPA. EA is a member of ESA, and ESA supports SOPA, but we don't think that implies our support. Really? Really? That doesn't supply your support.
You know what implies your support is the fact that you're saying, we don't support it. That's what implies your support. Say something. Quit with the double talk, EA.
Yes, yes. The Penny Arcade one gets it perfectly. So head over there and check that out, because this, seriously.
Gabe and Tycho having fun.
Yeah, I'm linking this, and I'm going to go put it over on Twitter, too, because y'all need to see this.
Double talk is not going to work in this day and age, because people are paying too close attention to what you're saying so that we can quote you and put you on blast. Anyway.
And I have to say, the Escapist one is kind of extreme. Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see that. Go ahead and tweet that as well. Okay, it is time for us to get gone, because Courtney needs to pass out on the couch. I'm going to try to fish, like Ginger said, on the laptop. It's not going to work. I'm going to fall asleep with it. Yeah, head down. Y'all made some crazy tweets. The other night, I tweeted him at 3 a.m., and I was like, I did?
Wow.
I tweeted him, but I messaged him at 3 a.m. He's like, why did you message me yes at 3 a.m.? I was like, I don't know. I don't even remember talking to you. It's like, well, you did. You tweeted me 3 a.m. So if anybody else gets strange messages from me, just ignore. I'm sick. Apparently, I develop a whole other personality when I am sick, and I start tweeting and sending emails. This is not the first time this has happened, and it's been much more embarrassing than a yes. But please, just ignore. I am sick. I won't remember doing it. If I promised you something or said I was going to give you something, I didn't mean it. Just get over it. Anyway, we're out of here, people. Ouch.
Oh, that's so loud.
Yeah, it's right.
Oh my god. later, boys and girls.